Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, my friends. How is everybody doing on this beautiful, beautiful day? It's 65 sunny degrees here at the studios of Jim Hinckley's America, just within spitting distance of legendary Route 66. Going to be about a 90-degree day here in Kingman. Starting to seem a little bit like summer. We're going to have some fun today. First, we'll give a shout-out to our good friends there in Tucumcari, New Mexico. And thank them for supporting this wonderful program. And a few of our other friends. First, we're going to say there's a GoFundMe set up by Melissa Beasley, the New Mexico Route 66 Association. I have details on our Facebook page, and we'll get those up on our Jim Hinckley's America website here real soon. They took a beating recently. Real severe storm, damaged a lot of neon, a lot of roofs, things of that nature. And they're going to need some help. But meanwhile, Tucumcari is still quite a visit. The other thing we can do, we're going to talk about Uranus Fudge Company and a general store. And they are having some expansion issue. Of course, Louie's been down a little bit sick lately, and we're kind of hoping to hear a good report from him. And that's we're waiting for those updates. And it's Connie Eccles at the Wagon Wheel Motel. That's no mere motel. That is a, well, it's an icon. It's a classic on Route 66. They're also a sponsor of the Jim Hinckley's America programs. And, of course, we're going to be talking with Jane Hout this morning about, well, some pretty exciting things on old Kingman
morning,
history
Jim.
Road trips. Jane, how are you this morning?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, it's always fun when we have technical difficulties, isn't it?
That's okay. We did it, right?
We do. We do. We just keep things going. It's a... I've learned to roll with the punches on this stuff, that's for sure. So how are you doing today? Now, you live now in down in the Missouri Ozarks.
I do. I live in Ash Grove, Missouri. I live near Branson and right outside of Springfield, Missouri. So it's a good place to live.
That's a beautiful, beautiful neck of the woods.
It is. It's pretty.
But, you know, I've been out here. I'm originally from North Carolina and spent a lot of my childhood summers down North Alabama and South Tennessee, North Georgia. But you know, I've been out here in this desert country around Kingman so long, and I'm one of the dry roasted nuts. I can't imagine living much else.
I lived there many, many years. So,
you know, we have been sharing stories on Facebook for quite a while, and I got to tell you, you have really intrigued me with some of the things
Thank
that
you.
You've come up with. You've got quite a family history, and I'm really
you.
Impressed with how much you've done to preserve that history and keep it alive. But,
well, my dad actually left my brother and I a gigantic album with pictures that go back, I mean, to the 20s of how he came on this road trip out to Kingman. And so we have kind of a whole anthology of everything that they did.
They came out from New York, wasn't it, in the 1930s?
Yes, they did. They came via the Lincoln Highway. And then I believe they came on Route 66, actually. It was done by then.
Yeah, yeah. Gosh, you know, that was a hard scrabble way of traveling. Even, you know, in the 1930s, even though Route 66 was here and a lot of the other U.S. highways, a cross-country trip was still an adventure.
Yes, it took 3 weeks. And I actually have a picture of my dad. They had this big bundle of clothes on the back of this little truck. It was a Ford. And they came out, the three of them, three cousins from New York, to make their way in the West. That takes a lot of guts or fortitude, you know.
Well, sometimes, you know, when you've got no other options, desperation, urge to continue eating on a regular basis, you can overcome a lot of obstacles.
That's right.
And you mentioned some of your family, was it Nagus, worked at the powerhouse here in Kingman in the 1930s?
He did. So Bill Negus's father, his name was Ernest Negus. These three cousins came out from New York, and his dad followed them and ended up working in Globe at the powerhouse there. And then he ended up coming to Kingman and working at the powerhouse we know in Kingman. So he was there for many years.
Well, that would be before Route 66. We see Route 66 got routed down past the powerhouse, I think about 37, somewhere in there. Now, Negus, of course, for folks not real familiar with Kingman or that are new to Kingman, the name may not be real familiar, but the Negus family made some tremendous contributions here.
They really did.
Of course, the most notable now is the county building. For a long time, it was known as the Negus Building on Beale Street.
Built the museum. He built a large addition on the museum. He spent 20 years working on the museum after he retired. So,
now, as I understand it, the Mojave Museum of History and Art, some of the building materials were actually from the old Truxton Canyon Indian Agency out at Valentine, the old Indian school.
Wow. I did not know that.
We're both going to learn something today, and we're going to inspire some road trips and share a bit of America's story here.
That's right.
That Negus Building, a real interesting kind of deal there. I don't know if you've ever heard this story, but I found it when I was researching Conrad Minka with the White Rock Court.
He was our next door neighbor.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Was he really an immigrant, or was it his parents that were immigrants?
I'm not exactly sure. I did not know that much about him, but did you see that he dug some sort of, not holes, but they were caves in Kingman so the indigenous people could stay there? They didn't have any place to stay. So Conrad Minka dug those caves in Kingman. Did you hear of that?
You know, I didn't, but I know that I had a chance when the White Rock Court, which is an auto court and motel along Route 66 here in Kingman, when it went up for sale a few years back at a tax sale, I had interviewed a fellow named Kenneth Downing, who had worked there as the manager in 1959. And he had told me some stories about the parking lot being hollow and things of that nature. And sure enough, it is.
It probably is. It seemed like he was digging holes all over for some reason.
Well, in fact, the air shaft, he had those air cooled. He had come up with an ingenious deal. He put an air shaft and then fans, tank of water, burlap sheets to pull cool air into his motel rooms. And the air shaft for that was up where the Negus Building is at.
Wow, really? I did not know that. And I just knew they had a great pomegranate tree.
Apparently some fellas robbed the Kingman Army Airfield vending machine supply company. Made off with about $75 worth of quarters, nickels, and dimes. And in desperation, they tossed it down what they thought was a shaft that they could get to later. Turned out to be Conrad Minka's air shaft. They tossed the coins into his water tank down there.
Wow. When was this?
Oh gosh, this would be back during the war.
Uh-huh. Wow. Yes, it seems like he was fond of digging holes.
Yeah, he sure was. My understanding, he was originally a hard rock miner.
Well, uh-huh. Yes. His motel was right almost adjacent to the Stony Wall where my dad built. Oh, so they were, yes.
That Stony Wall is one that we lost. Mr. Keith, did you have a question? We had Keith Kentner here is trying to call us. Let's see if we can get that for you. At Stonewalled, you know, we've lost some really wonderful properties. Yes. The Stonewalled, the Bell Art Lodge. Stonewalled was quite a place. I think it was the second one to have a swimming pool.
It was actually the first one to have a heated swimming pool. So,
I see. We got some clarification.
Yes, making money when they actually bulldozed it. So it was kind of sad.
Oh, gosh, yes. Yeah, what the things we've lost here like that.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Excuse me, go ahead.
I was going to say, you were talking about the Stonewalled Court. What year was that built? Do you know?
It was built in 1940. They started building it in 1936, and it was finished in 1940.
Took them a few years because I suppose they were building it in their spare time.
They built it by hand, I believe. Yes, Bill and my dad.
Boy, I tell you, some of the things that they've done. I've been working with Kingman Main Street to develop a narrated, self-guided historic district walking tour. And trying to pin down some of this history with any kind of accuracy, I'm surprised by how hard it's been. Because the dates, the county, the city just didn't keep a lot of records. And of course, a lot of the families have moved or passed on, and trying to get accurate information has been a real challenge on some of this.
Some of the pictures that are on Facebook though are really incredible. I mean, there are wonderful pictures on Facebook of Kingman.
Yeah. A lot of stuff is turning up, since we started getting putting the word out and, started working on these projects. Yeah. My wife is kind of a long family history here. They had Hood's Court and Hood's Market next to the dam barn. Her family actually is up from Tombstone, Arizona. Her great grandfather had a hotel in Tombstone that burned in 1946. So they came up and bought an auto court and a little grocery store along Route 66.
That was adjacent to the dam bar? I used to work there.
Yeah, it was in the intersection that when they put Hualapai Mountain Road through, they leveled all that complex.
Yes, Wow. Yeah, that was kind of a cute little motel.
Yeah. Well, the Stonewalled was beautiful. I don't remember the stuff. What year did they demolish that?
I think it was around 1965. Bill and my dad had partnered with a man. He was from Detroit. They met him at Ford because Barbara Negus was a secretary at Ford. So they kind of all got together and drew up this huge plan. The Negus building was part of that plan, but they had a plan for a whole city complex in that area. So the Negus building was part of that plan, but that's why they demolished the Stonewalled. And I actually remember the rocks flying down on the house. We lived in back of the Stonewalled, so when they demolished the motel, rocks were literally flying onto the house. But there was a huge plan that they were going to accomplish. The Negus building was the only thing that they accomplished besides the KAAA radio station and several dentist offices or dentist buildings. So they got quite a bit accomplished, really.
Yeah, there was quite a few families here, Negus and some others, that contributed greatly to this community. And that was part of the reason we also did this phase one of this narrated walking tour, to preserve the history, not just of Kingman, but the people. Because it's the people that gave this town its personality and its color and made it what it is. And your family was a big contributor.
Thank you.
We initially, when we started talking about some of this on Facebook, discussing it, It was an association with the Kingman Army Airfield. The motorcycle group out there.
Yes, yes. My dad rode with, it was like a Harley club, and there was, I don't know how many, but there was a lot of them that rode. They even rode to California to Porky Air Force Base, if that sounds familiar. I have so many pictures of all the adventures that they went on together. I mean, it's really wonderful. The legacy that he left for my brother, John Kenny, and myself to enjoy, you know, about all those memories they made. So,
John Kenny, yes, is your brother. See, he worked down in Laughlin for quite a while.
He does. He still works there. He works for the Nevada Water Authority in Laughlin.
Well, you know, I've lost track of John. I used to talk to him on a regular basis. And he bought a place up there on Pico Street. And
That was my mother's house. Yes.
Yeah. I had not talked to him in quite a few years.
Yes. Well, he's still out there working really hard.
I'll have to track that fella down. The Kingman Army Airfield really changed Kingman a lot in many, many ways. But the fact that you had people with a motorcycle club travel even in the 40s, you know, was a challenge. But to do this stuff by motorcycle, crossing the Mojave Desert and things of that nature,
yes,
that's pretty darn impressive.
And they have so many pictures of all the things that they did. I mean, I wish I could really show them, but, you know, you've seen a few of them on Facebook, but they're really incredible, I have to say.
The page on Facebook is, you know, you're from Kingman when, isn't that what?
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You can see some of Jane's pictures posted there, and
That's a great Facebook page.
It really is. It's really helped a lot on some of this. What other businesses was your family involved with in the 30s and 40s?
My dad built my mother the Larie Beauty Salon, and that was a really popular beauty salon in town. She actually did Debbie Reynolds' hair for a one of the films that was shot in the Kingman area. So that, you know, continued. She worked there for years. She worked long hours there for years. And they actually built her a second location of the Larie Beauty Salon in the Negus building. So there were two separate locations. So that was a great business for her and for the entire family, really. It was very lucrative for the family. You're blessed.
Oh, yes. I've known a lot. I've documented a lot of the movies that were filmed here. I don't recall one with Debbie Reynolds, but it seems like every time I think I'm smart enough to realize the more I learn, the more I realize how little I know.
That's me.
I'm a relative newcomer here. My wife, like say, is long term Kingman, but I didn't get here till the summer of 66. So I'm kind of a newcomer.
Oh, that's quite a long time when you think about it.
I try not to think about it. That's way too many years.
Yes.
Well, when did
getting to the old timers?
Oh, yes, 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 indeed. Stonewalled Court. And then there was the White Rock Court was next door in Arcadia.
Yes.
And then going east, going west, we had the Wallapai Court.
Yes.
Down the street.
Mm-hmm. It was, their phone number at the Stonewalled was Blue 265. I thought that was kind of cute. And later it was Skyline 53552. So do you remember that, those phone numbers in the old days? Well, of course you don't, but I thought that was kind of interesting.
Isn't that funny? We, you know, as we get older, we have trouble remembering what we did last Friday, but we can remember phone numbers from our childhood.
That's for sure. That's so true.
So you grew up right down in the heart of all this downtown.
I really did. Yes. And my dad employed a lot of the Wallapai Indian people. So we got to know them. They worked at the motel with us. So it was good knowing all of them as well.
Boy, I tell you, you know, in those years, the people you met, just like today, but people traveling Route 66, the people you got to interact with, You know, that really changed a lot of small town kids. It showed them that the world was much bigger than just Kingman.
That's for sure. Kingman was a great place to grow up. It's still a great place, but it really was a great place. We knew everyone, and it was an awesome place.
You mentioned a recent visit going to Safeway and not knowing anyone. That still brings me up short because I'm the same way. I go to the store and I don't recognize anybody. And gosh, for many, many years, when I first moved to Kingman, I thought it was the place they warned me about in Sunday school. It was, it was kind of unnerving. And to make it worse, we'd moved out on Oatman Road below Ed's camp. So, Kingman just really grew on me. It was such a fascinating small town where everybody knew everybody. They had relations. It was just a tight community.
It was. It really was. Yes. It's kind of sad to go in the store in the Safeway, like I said, about 5 years ago, and I did not know one person in there. It kind of made me sad, but things move on, right?
They do. Times change whether we want them to or not.
Yes, definitely.
I have a question for you, and I have not been able to get – this is kind of another little puzzle. The State Theater downtown was on the corner of 4th Street and Beale Street.
Yes.
Well, they built the other State Theater about 1948 using some materials from the Kingman Army Airfield. Toby Orr has been working on that project. We can't find any evidence that that theater opened until 1962.
Well,
do you remember that theater being the one that's becoming the Beale Street Theater now down on it'd be 3rd Street in Beale?
Yes. I know I was in it a lot. I know that. Yes. I enjoyed a lot of movies in there.
Was that the theater? That was the theater or the old one they tore down on the corner of 4th in Beale?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what? I don't really recall that one as much, but I'm sure I had to have been there.
Yeah.
But in junior high, all the junior high kids went to the new theater and everyone else, but that was a great theater as well.
So many interesting things here in Kingman. This Kingman walking tour, I have really come up with some interesting things, like the American Legion building downtown. I believe your father was involved with that too, if I recall.
I'm not know if he was. Did you hear that he was?
Yeah, Elmer Graves had mentioned that he had I can't remember which one of the, but he mentioned that they had help moving the buildings from the airfield.
My dad built, I mean, he moved so many buildings. I mean, he moved our house from downtown to up on the hill.
Yeah, he probably would have been involved with this then. The American Legion here in Kingman is on, for folks who don't know Kingman or come to Kingman and want to see something unique, it's up on Oak Street and 3rd. It was originally the base theater and the officers club from the Kingman Army Airfield. And they relocated them into Kingman and put them together for the American Legion building.
Yeah, I know he moved quite. He was really into moving buildings for some reason. It was kind of awe-striking in itself, the way he, you know, how they jacked up the buildings and moved them. I was like, wow.
That has always been an undertaking. But back, you know, years ago, there was a lot of physical work involved with that.
Oh, yes.
Hard work.
There was physical work and everything.
Yeah. There's some great pictures. I'll have to find them and post them on Facebook. But we didn't worry so much about OSHA and zoning and all these things back in those years. And there's when they were moving that one of the buildings for the American Legion, when they were moving it into Kingman, there's a photo of a fella downtown standing on top of the building using a 2x4 to push the power lines out of the way while they're moving the building.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Wow. Oh, people were tough back then. You know what? I'm not saying that they aren't now, but they were tough.
You had to be for survival.
Yes.
You had to be for survival. What part of New York, your family left New York in 35, 36?
So they were from upstate New York near Canada. And my grandfather, Frank Kinney, actually had a circus there where Buffalo Bill performed. So my dad, I'm sure, was very tired of the snow, along with his two cousins. And they worked on a farm. They lived on a farm. So they were doing, I saw pictures of them, you know, doing the hay and all that. So they all three got together and decided that they were leaving. And so they did. They did. Yes.
And your family spent a lot of time in the mining camps here in Arizona. You mentioned Globe, but there was a connection with Jerome and Chloride.
Yes. They first went to Los Angeles. They went to Palm Springs, and that was too hot. So they came back and stayed in Globe for a while. And then they came back and went to Kingman, and that's where they stayed.
Well, I'm sure glad they did.
Yes, I am too.
Jane, I want to thank you for doing this morning and joining us and sharing some of this. And I'll get some of your pictures in circulation here. And
great.
Maybe I'll give you a call sometime. We can talk a bit, and I'll do a blog post about your family. And
thank you.
I've got some things I need to pick your brain on this as we get into phase two of this walking tour downtown.
That sounds so exciting. I'd like to be in the loop on that.
The website is kingman.tours. And what we've done is it's designed as a physical tour as well as a virtual tour. That way, if a person's in jail in Joliet, they can still have a tour of Kingman. But it's 360-degree photos, historic photos, audio narration, a transcript for the deaf. And we talked about not only historic sites, but also the public arts, things of that nature here, but people like Henry Lovin, that put up the old Sportsman Saloon. And
yes.
So, I'd like to talk more. We're working on the Route 66 corridor project. So, of course, the Stonewalled would have to be included.
Yes. I do want to say something about my mom's side of the family.
Please.
They were in Chloride and later Kingman. They had a hard time, but they absolutely did not let those times define them. My uncle Jim became the city engineer of Phoenix, and he actually engineered the Borough Creek Bridge. And all those siblings actually did very, very well for themselves. So I'm very proud of them.
My goodness, you sure should be. That Borough Creek Bridge, he would have probably been working with Arthur Black? Was that?
Yes.
That's an engineering marvel and a half. They just recently bypassed it, but they've left the bridge there. And
wow.
That's a neat bridge.
It is. Well, thank you for having me, Jim. I've really appreciated it.
I'm sorry we had some technical difficulties, but we work around these things.
That's right.
Jane, thank you very much. And
thank you.
We'll talk soon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Folks, I hope you found that of interest. We started off a little bit rough there. We were talking about Tucumcari, and I was trying to take care of a couple things at the same time. But visit Tucumcari NM is the website for Tucumcari Tourism. A lot of surprises there. We're hoping for a good report for Louis Keene, Uranus Fudge Company and General Store. He's the proverbial mayor there. Juvenile humor runs supreme. And we mentioned the Wagon Wheel Motel, Cuba, Missouri. It's the oldest continuously operated motel on Route 66. And I got an investment opportunity for you. Talk to Connie Eccles. She's putting the motel up for sale. She thinks it's time to retire. So that's one. And then we also have the Roadrunner Lodge, also in Tucumcari. A great time capsule. David Brenner has done a wonderful job creating a mid-1960s time capsule. Next week, we're going to talk to Ron Clement. Real intriguing fellow. He has spent over 4 years doing the RV life. Him and his wife, they've traveled all 48 states and Alaska. And he's also a pretty good, pretty prolific writer. I'm not a sports fan, but he did a book about sports legends, sports history, along Route 66. I got to tell you, the mark of a good writer, they write on a subject that you don't have interest in, and you find yourself getting pulled into the book. I think you're going to enjoy this. We're going to be talking about Mickey Mantle and George Grantham and a lot of surprising sports history on Route 66. I hope you can join us next week. And like I said, I do apologize for the rough start to today's program, but you know, we got it going pretty good. Jane is a good sport, and I'll be posting more about some of these things here in Kingman that, of course, her family was involved with, but Kingman history in general as we move forward with some other parts of the narrated historic district walking tour developed by Kingman Main Street. And that's kingman.tours.com. Hey, before we button this up today, do we have any questions? Well, we had Nolan Stoltz with us this morning from Seligman, Arizona. And we got Maggie with us. Good morning, Miss Maggie. Hey, shall we all sing happy birthday to Maggie? It's Maggie's birthday. As a birthday present for Maggie, I won't sing happy birthday. Of course, Keith is with us. A few other folks here. Good, good, good. Glad to have you. Do you have any questions before we button this thing up? Well, in that case, we'll get right to some music from Joe and Woody and the Boys of the Road Crew. I will bid you adios for the week. Well, I'm going to do this again next week. Hopefully we'll get off to a little smoother start, but if not, what the hell? It all comes out in the wash, doesn't it? Just got to roll with the punches.
Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along.
It's great having you folks with us this morning. We will have this published, probably in about an hour. Welcome to share the program. Please do. It'll be up on Spotify and most major Podbean, most major platforms. And, of course, you can always listen to archived programs on our website, jimhinckleysamerica.com. We have an embedded player there for all our old programs. Well, invite your friends, grab a cup of coffee, and join us next week, 7 o'clock Mountain Standard Time. We're going to have some fun. Adios, mi amigos.